第一个问题啊，神爱我们爱到嫉妒啊，在神里没有黑暗啊和负面，那嫉妒是不是是负面的词？为什么神会嫉妒呢？啊，那不是说我们也要可以有嫉妒的情绪呢？啊
，Okay, so the question is, we mentioned a verse in the sermon this afternoon that the spirit yearns toward jealousy. So if it's saying that the Holy Spirit can be jealous, does that mean that we can also have this type of emotion of jealousy? Is that healthy for us to have that kind of emotion?
好，我们先来看哥林多后书十一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly. Indeed, you do bear with me, for I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Okay. 这个第二节哈，英文中文说愤恨，如果我们读英文是怎么讲 ？Godly jealousy 哈，是怎么 godly 怎么翻？从神来的嫉妒。
So here in English it says godly jealousy.
好。所以这样看起来嫉妒有两种。
So from this verse we can discern that there are two types of jealousy.
加拉太书第五章那讲圣灵的果子，还有讲情欲的事，显而易见，里面有一个是嫉妒。
So Galatians chapter 5 talks about the fruit of spirit and fruit of flesh. One of fruit of flesh was the fleshly jealousy.
那个是罪。
And that is a sin.
那个是不好。
That is not good.
但是这里提到如果我们读第二节哈，我把你们许配一个丈夫，如贞洁的童女献给基督，这是婚姻的。
And so, but in chapter 11, verse 2 says, "I betroth you to one husband, to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." This is talking about holy matrimony.
所以婚姻里面有嫉妒。
And so, it is natural to have jealousy within a marriage.
但是这个嫉妒是好的。
But this jealousy is actually good.
因为婚姻是一对一，不能有第三者进来。
Because in a marriage, it's one to one. You can not have a third party interfere with a relationship.
好，那这里讲如果我们哥林多后书十一章如果再念下去哈。
And then in Second Corinthians, we go on further.
这个愤恨或者属灵的嫉妒到底在讲什么
？What is it talking about when he's talking about godly jealousy in verse 2?
第三节、第四节。
In verse 3 and 4, but I fear lest somehow as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Verse 4, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
好，这里讲另外一个耶稣，那不是保罗传的。
Here it speaks of a Jesus that was not the Jesus that was preached by Paul.
另外一个灵不是从神来的。
It is also talking about a different spirit that was not preached by Paul.
那另外一个福音不是神启示保罗的。
And thirdly, a different gospel which was not the gospel preached by Paul.
所以如果信仰转向这一些另外一个就是不纯了，好像一个童女不纯了。
Therefore, if our belief in the gospel has now been perverted or deviated from what the original gospel was, then it is no longer pure.
那不纯就引起神的嫉妒。
And if it is not pure, it will rouse godly jealousy from the Holy Spirit.
所以这个教会是一个属灵基督的心腹什么叫做纯？纯就是信仰纯正。
And therefore, as the church is the bride of Christ.And what does it mean to be pure and chaste bride of Christ? Means that the gospel we preach must be pure.
好，那我们下午读的这个彼得雅各书里面那个嫉妒是指着我们的心跑到世界去。
This afternoon we talked about the sermon that about worldly the jealousy from the Holy Spirit. Why? Because our heart has gone into the world.
好，我们的心应该是归属于神。
Our heart should be turned back to God.
但是如果我们心跑到世界去，爱世界、爱父的心就不在它里面，神就会嫉妒。
But if our heart is occupied and attracted by the things of the world, then the love of God no longer is in our hearts.
这个回答,
Now that is the answer for the question. 所以下一个问题 是说 如果我们有未信主的父母亲 我们要怎么鼓励他们来教会呢 So we have a question If we have parents that are not yet believers How can we encourage our parents to come to church To believe and to listen
从两方面呢
There are two aspects to the answer to this question
在彼得前书第三章 一个原则
And Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3 has taught us a principle.
我们看彼得前书的第三章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章的第一节。
Verse 1. Wives, likewise be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without word may be won over by the conduct of their wives.
这讲有不听从道理的丈夫, 那妻子怎么办呢?
So in the situation here, if your husband does not believe in Christ or obey Christ, what should a wife do?
用妻子的品性把他感化过来。
Here it says the first principle is to be won over by the conduct of their wives.
这个品性就是说无声的啦, 用言语把他感化, 用生活把他感化。
It is not to preach to them without lips, but actually with the actions and deeds in our lives. And this principle can be applied to any of our relatives.
如果太太没有信, 那先生怎么把她带来?
Today, if a husband is a believer, but a wife is a non-believer, how can a husband bring his wife to church?
要用生活上的, 把她感化过来。
He must, through daily life, in the way he conducts himself, be able to touch his wife so that they will be willing to come to church.
那事实上也有我们教会的见证, 那个太太, 先生啊, 先去慕道, 改变很大。
And we have testimonies in our church where after the husband has gone to church for quite some time, he had dramatically changed.
那太太就很好奇, 我要去看看你拜什么神。
And then the wife became very curious. I want to know the God you worship.
那孩子对父母也是一样。
This is the same when we talk about relationship between parents and children.
如果我们信主以后, 让我们的父母觉得我们变成越来越好。
If after believing in Christ, our parents consider us a change for the better.
那要带他来教会哦, 他就很喜欢, 我要来看看到底你拜什么神, 我没有办法改变你, 但是神, 主耶稣竟然能够改变你。
And the parents will wonder, what is it about Lord Jesus has changed you? I tried so hard to change you, you never changed, but how did this child change from coming to church? They may then be persuaded to come to church and see.
这是第一个, 我们生活行为的改变。
And therefore, the first rule of thumb in preaching to our family members would be how we conduct ourselves.
第二个, 如果我们父母遇到什么困难,
Today, if our parents encounter any kind of trouble,
有时候那是神要拣选他的一个最好的时刻。
And that would be the golden opportunity that God has given us so we can preach to them the gospel.
所以我们跟他见证, 我们教会很多的体验, 让他对主耶稣有信心。
So we would at that time take the opportunity to preach to them many of the testimonies we've seen and also the gospel of the church so they can believe.
然后帮他祷告,
and we pray for them.
然后, 他有依靠神的心, 他就会有体验。
And as soon as they have a faith to believe in the gospel, then they will experience God personally.
有时候不是一下问题解决, 而是说本来很害怕, 很惊慌, 现在变成, 变平安, 这样。
And it may be that their trials have not yet ended, but because they have turned toward Christ, they receive peace and they experience it so that they're willing to come to believe.
所以把困难当作是他体验恩典的机会。
And therefore, as children, we need to treat every opportunity when our parents encounter troubles as a chance for us to be able to preach to them.
那第三个方法,
And a third way,
有时候我们父母年纪比较大, 他需要朋友。
When our parents start to age and get older, they become lonely and they need friends.
有时候一下来教会他不习惯。
Sometimes when they come to church, they may not be used to the environment right away.
所以我们要把握家庭聚会、家庭福音茶会哈，带他去，然后联络一些跟他相同年纪的信主的教会的信徒哈，跟他做朋友。
For us to bring them into church, they can become assimilated into the church. We want to bring them, introduce friends that are their age, so that they can feel comfortable coming to a church, and also taking them to events like our informal tea fellowships or Bible studies or things where they don't feel so such a stranger.
所以好几个方法哈。
And so we have numerous ways and principles that we can use to guide our parents to Christ.
但是神有神的时候了，所以我们需要耐性。
Of course, God has His timing, and therefore we need to await God's action.
Okay, 那这里边有一个写什么？我看不懂。为什么大卫的心没有很什么？神还是祝福他呢？
这个是简体哦，简体。
对不起，我看简体的看不懂，半看半猜也猜不到。
为什么大卫的心态没有很积极，神还是大大祝福他呢？
大卫的心没有很积极啊，这个对啊，心态怎么没有积极？这怎么看的呢？
The question is, it seems like David wasn't very. Later on, maybe not pursuing God very much. Why did God still bless him?
诗篇一百零九篇哈，这我们没有办法看整篇的哈。但是我们对大卫的印象哦，他说：“我趁天未亮，我就在默想神了。”
If we look at Psalms 109, we see that David has such a great desire for God that even before it is light in the darkness of the morning. He's already thinking of desiring God.
大卫在牧羊童的时候也是非常的渴慕神。
And even while he was a child shepherd, he already desired after God.
所以这个大卫没有很积极，我是看不出来，然后不晓得怎么看。
So we're not sure about the question. If the person who wrote the question could explain your question.In what way was David not very ardent in his faith?
Okay. 好，我们再来看哈，受洗如同婚姻。
So baptism is like a spiritual marriage.
那初期热情如火。
In the beginning of our faith, we are zealous like fire.
慢慢就平淡。
But after a while, it seems that we become cold and calm.
那是不是越晚信主越好？
So does that mean it's better for us to just not get baptized until later stage of our life?
我结婚越久越来越平淡，是不是越晚结婚越好？我答案一样啊。
So we can ask also a question. Maybe it's better for me to marry later in life because maybe the fervor will go away so quickly.
这个平淡哦，当然可以再把它眺望起来啊。
If we have a very lukewarm faith, we can still set fire to put it to flame again.
所以为什么说我们要提升教会很重要？因为教会如果大家很火热哈，你一个木炭是冷的，一进来就热了。
So that is why we speak about reviving the entire church's faith.Because if the church is on fire, then anyone who is cold like a stick, once it comes to the church, you'll be caught on fire.
当然信主越早越好。
And the earlier we can become believers of Christ, the better it is.
第一个就是我们没有把握什么时候会死。
Why is it that we cannot determine why we shouldn't wait until later is that we don't know when we will die.
那信主越晚不是信主越晚信主不是越好，这个有一个前提，就是说如果我可以控制我的生命。
So to say that it is probably better for us to get baptized toward the end of our life, it is to say that we have control over our life's destiny and when we die.
我们也遇过一个实际的体验，慕道朋友得圣灵。
We do have a practical example to share. There was a true seeker who did receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，但是他就是不洗礼。
But he refused to be baptized.
我问他为什么不洗礼。
And when we asked him, why do you not get baptized?
他说我如果不洗礼，不去教会，教会又会来访问，就很多事情了，不洗礼就没事情。
And then the true seeker said, if I, after baptism, I decide not to go to church, then the church will try to visit me and it will be a hassle. So it's better if I just don't get baptized at all, I won't be hassled.
那有一天啊，那他的女儿打电话给教会的传道。
But one day, the daughter of this man called our church.
赶快帮我妈妈祷告。
Please pray for my mother right away.
因为她在急诊室。
It's a woman, it's a mother. So the daughter said, please pray for my mother. She is now in emergency room. She has a very severe stomach ache.
但是医生还没有检查出来，她就去世了。
Before the doctors could diagnose her illness, her mother died.
这是发生在南加州一个实际的例子。
And this actually happened in Southern California.
所以这个跟得救有关哦，越早越好。
So when it comes to the salvation of our souls, the earlier we can receive salvation, the better it is.
有时候我们在付那个汽车保险费，付了二十年都没有发生过一次。
It's just like we pay car insurance for 20 some years, nothing ever happened.
那有没有人说，等我要车祸的前一天我才去保
？Have you heard anyone say?Since I'm going to be wasting my insurance for 20 years, I should just get car insurance the day before I get into a car accident.
可不可以这样？
Can you say that?
你不晓得什么时候车祸了。
You cannot say that because you have no control over your destiny.
第二个啊。
And secondly,
如果我们信仰哦，真的跟神的关系很好，你会很享受那个关系。
The earlier we come to believe in Christ, the earlier we can enjoy.A relationship that's found only in Christ.
那个关系你在世界上找不到。
And that kind of interpersonal relationship with God is so joyful. You cannot find such joy in this world.
神给我们的平安跟喜乐。
The peace and the joy that God can give us.
神给我们力量。
When He gives us strength.
遇到神事情，神给我们智慧。
And when we encounter troubles, He gives us wisdom.
神给我们盼望。
He gives us hope.
每一次我们祷告被圣灵充满，我们觉得那内心非常的甜美，很充实，很丰盛。
Every time we are filled with the Holy Spirit during prayer, we feel so satisfied, so we can enjoy the abundant grace of God each and every time.
所以我们跟神的关系是一种享受。
So we should treat our relationship with Christ as a privilege and as a pleasure.
如果我们有这个体验，你就发现，哎呀，我早十年信耶稣不是很好？你为什么最近才告诉我
？And if you can enjoy this spiritual joy and pleasure in Christ, then you will tell the person who introduced you to Jesus Church, why didn't you tell me this message 10 years earlier?
那个信主哦，越晚越好哦。那个常常是我们只是为着进天国，但是跟神没有关系啊，没有去体验神。
Now for those people who will say It is probably better for me to wait until the very end of my life before I get baptized. These are people who do not seek a relationship or satisfaction in a relationship with Christ.
Okay. 下面说葡萄园工人的比喻也觉得老信徒的心态有时会自傲或觉得不公平应该如何避免这个心态
So from the parable of the vineyards in Matthew chapter 20, it seems like the earlier workers will seem to fall into a state of complacency or complaining. How can we avoid becoming like worn out believers in Christ?
Okay. 因为太阳出来就进去工作，跟最后一个小时进去工作都得的报酬一样。
Because from that parable, we see that the workers who enter the first hour and the workers who enter the last hour, they receive the same reward from the Heavenly Father.
但是那个主人说，多少工价是我决定的。
And the master said, the wages are determined by me.
我的钱我可以决定要怎么用。
I have sovereignty to decide who I will award this reward.
但是我们能够服侍神哦，一定有赏赐的。
But we need to have faith that no matter what we We serve God. God will always give us His reward.
啊，但是赏赐多少，那是神在决定。
But how much He rewards us is up to our master to determine.
啊，所以我们也没有办法埋怨啊，因为是神在决定。
And therefore, we should never complain or compare because it is up to God to give us His reward.
啊，这如何避免这个心态？
So how can we avoid becoming like the earlier workers of that parable?
就是我们认识神越深哦，我们的心态就会越正确。
Is that the longer that we serve God, the more correct our servitude should be?
好了，这个心态现在就会没有。
And then if we have a correct attitude and servitude, then we will not have this wrong attitude.
好。那我们再来看哈，约翰十章哈，原羊圈是代表什么？为什么主耶稣要把羊领出来，离开羊圈吗？那我们看约翰福音第十章。
So the question is in John chapter 10, why does Jesus want to lead the sheep out of the fold?
啊，第十六节。
Verse 16.And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
啊，这个十六节哈，我另外有羊不是这个圈的，然后我要把它领来，它要听我的声音，要合成一群归一个牧人。好，这里讲我另外有羊不是这圈的。
So here in verse 16 talks about other sheep that I have which are not of this fold.
哦，当然不是这圈哈，应该是指的教会了。
So when it talks about the fold, it is referring to the true church.
啊，还有一些啊，神的羊，它不是在这个教会里面。
So there are other sheep, meaning there are sheep that do not belong yet, believers that do not belong to this church yet.
然后下面说，他要听我的声音。
And here it states that he will hear my voice.
什么是神的声音？
What is God's voice?
就是圣经的教训。
It is the teaching of the Bible.
神的话。
It's the word of God.
他听到这个很纯正神的话。
When the sheep, a believer of Christ, hears the authentic word, pure word of God.
主耶稣说，人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
For example, when Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born of water and spirit, no one can enter the kingdom of God.
这个就是主耶稣的声音啊。
This is the word from the voice of God.
好了，我听了，我觉得，哎，我在原来的信仰哦，你心里相信，口里承认就得救，跟这个话不一样啊。
So when they hear this word spoken by Lord Jesus, they will immediately compare and say, it's different from what I learned in the old church, which is believe in my heart, confess with my lips, and I'm automatically saved.
那再来，我们就了解说，从水生就是接受赦罪的洗礼。
And so, if you were to come to this church and receive the gospel, you will realize that to be born of the water means to receive the washing, regeneration, water baptism.
从圣灵生就是得圣灵啊，然后圣灵的更新。
And to be born of the Spirit is to receive the promised Holy Spirit, is to receive the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这是得罪了两大要件。
And this is the two great aspects of the plan of salvation of God.
好，我们听了，我才发现啊，我过去信耶稣，但是这个道理有没有听过啊
？The sheep of God will hear this gospel and will be woken up.Because they will realize this is a true word of God that they have never heard before. 然后
我们跟着这个声音来，好，就归入这一个圈里面。
And they will submit to this voice and be baptized so they can become the fold, part of the fold of the Church of Christ.
所以合成一群了。
And that's how they can be part of this fold.
这个就是教会的合一啊。
And this is the unity within the church.
所以基督教讲教会的合一，它是讲爱。
And in many mainstream churches, they talk about unity based on love.
当然我们也讲爱。
Of course, we also preach love.
但是教会合一的基础是真理。
But in order for churches to become united, they need to be united in the foundation of truth.
因为真理是路。
Because the truth is the path.
有找到真理才有 回到天家的路。
Only if we find the true gospel of salvation can we find a way or a true path of salvation back to heaven.
所以找到真理，再加上强调基督的爱，这个合一就很坚强。
And therefore, if we can emphasize love is built on the truth of God, then it is easy for us to become united in Christ.
所以第十章哈，另外有羊，他把它带到这个圈，然后合成一群。
And so, when it speaks of, I have sheep of that is not of this fold, I will also bring.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
第九节那里有讲到说出入吃草，那这样是什么意思？第九节啊，我就是羊的门，凡从我进来的必得救，并且出入得草吃。
So how does the verse 9 relate to the verse we just studied? Because here it talks about going in and out to find pasture.
这个门就是一个关键嘛，
So when you look at this verse, it says, I am the door. Door is the crux or the focal point.
天国近了。
Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那要进到这个天国，那个天国就是神的国了。
And so to enter this kingdom of God, a kingdom of God, that is talking about heaven.
那要进到这个神的国里面，只有一个门啊，就是主耶稣。
And in order to enter the kingdom of God in heaven, there's only one door, and that door is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以从主耶稣进来就会得救。
So when it says, if anyone enters by me, meaning enters by Jesus Christ, they shall be saved.
所以世界其他的宗教哦，都想要得永生。但是他不是从主耶稣进去，所以他进不去了，没有找到门。
All the religions of this world seek to have eternal life, but if they do not seek the door which is Jesus Christ, they will never find the right door to go to heaven.
一旦找到这个门，就出入得草吃啊，就有真理哈，然后有圣灵。
So if you were to find the right door, you will be able to find pastures to eat.
所以当时的犹太人哈，法利赛人呢，他们虽然在教导人哦，他不信耶稣啊，就是没有进那个门呐。
So why is it during that time, even though Pharisees and Sadducees saw Jesus Christ, they were unable to be saved? Why? Because they never entered by the door, meaning they never believed in Jesus Christ.
那
羊，那牧人不是把羊从这个圈带出去就不回来？
没有带进来，
因为
他
因为第三节，
第三节啊。
So the question is verse 3, because some people are confused. They think that here it says they lead them out of the sheepfold. So that is the question of when Jesus says, "I will have other sheep to bring to this fold," but now it talks about that I will lead him out.
Okay.
所以这个问题是有一些困惑，就是说对于第三节、九节，还有第刚才说的那一节，就是说十六节，如果十六节说我们要带主耶稣要带他进来，为什么在三节、九节又讲到说我要带他出去这个圈？
英文字也是把他带出去。
It doesn't talk about the fold, but Chinese does.
你说有哪个地方有冲突？
第三节。
第三节说把羊带出去。
好 ，OK， 英文是不是这样翻？
对对，是 lead them out。
第三节说 lead them out， 对。
这个我再想想看，等一下再回答啊。好，那我们现在再想哦，下面有个问题哈，耶稣说：“今日你要同我在乐园里。”
So here's another question. When Jesus says on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
但是耶稣不是三天三夜才复活吗
？But then Jesus also says, "I will be in a buried for 3 days in the ground." for 3 days and three nights.
那死以后，啊，那强盗死了以后去哪里？
So where, do they actually go? The robber and Jesus after they died.
啊，主耶稣讲的话应该会实现的。
So the word of Jesus will come true for sure.
所以主耶稣哈在约翰福音里面说，除了从天降临仍旧在天的人子，没有人到过天国。
So Jesus said, unless the man, one who comes down from heaven, he will not know about going back to heaven.
所以主耶稣在地上，他也在天上。
And therefore, Lord Jesus is on earth, but he is also in heaven at the same time.
因为灵的存在可以同时在天上也地上。
Because in spirit, he can coexist at two places at one time.
所以如果这样了解的话，那主耶稣也可以下到阴间，但是他同时也在天上。
So therefore, at the same time, Lord Jesus could be in hell, Hades, but then he is also at the same time on earth.
因为这是灵，不是肉体，肉体受到时间的空间的限制。
Because we're talking about his soul and spirit, which is not constrained by time or space.
那下面耶稣怎么尝死味？有下阴间吗？
So how did Jesus taste death for us? Did he go down to hell?
圣经有说他为我们尝死味。
In Acts 2:27, it says he has tasted death for us.
那死是从罪来的嘛。
So that death comes from sin.
他背负我们的罪。
He carried our sins.
所以为我们尝死的味道，就是阴间的味道。
And that is why he tasted death for us, which is soul in Hades, which is hell.
但是其实他没有罪啊，所以死不能捆绑他，所以三天他又复活。
But because he is without sin, so Hades cannot contain him. He will have to be released. So, 主耶稣在钉在十字架上的时候，
《使徒行传》二十七节
、就是说主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，他是肉体里面在受苦，可是他同时那时候说，神啊神啊，你为什么离弃我？然后二十七节又说他在就是阴间哈，那所这个意思是怎么样？是他灵有到。因为这个原文，阴间是写地狱，所以是说他在尸体的，是在钉在那里受苦。可是他的灵是不是也是同时在受苦呢？在阴间。
主耶稣的死哈，照我们的了解是，他的受苦是灵魂体的受苦啊。
From our Church understanding, when Lord Jesus Christ died and suffered for us, He suffered both body, spirit, and soul.
那肉体就是被鞭打嘛。
And physically, His body was beaten and whipped.
那另外一个就是被门徒出卖。
He was also scorned and rejected by everyone.
那最后就是下阴间为我们尝死味，就三个方面。
Betrayed by His disciples, and later on, He also went to hell to suffer for us.
所以最大的痛苦应该是被神离弃。
So the greatest suffering is when he was forsaken by God.
这是我们一般的了解。
This is our traditional church understanding.
Yeah. 好，那我们再来看尽心尽力爱神。
This is the next question now.To love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength.
爱人如己。
And to love others as yourself.
请问如何应用新生活中？
How do we apply this verse in our lives?
爱人如己，第一个要爱自己。
So, if we want to love others as ourselves, first we must love ourselves first.
那我们才可以去爱别人，好像我们爱自己。
Only if we love ourselves, then we can love others.
以前常常问一个问题，大家大概也听过。
Many times I've asked this question in the past, you may have heard.
亚当有没有爱夏娃？
Did Adam love Eve?
有没有？有，你怎么知道？啊？为什么知道？因为他看着说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉嘛，哦，有爱才有这个感觉嘛，哦。
So we know that Adam loved Eve because once he met Eve, he said, "You're the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh."
好，那夏娃有没有爱亚当？
Now, did Eve love Adam?
有没有？有，你怎么知道？
Yes, how do you know?
为什么？啊，对，善恶果吃了，哇，这太好吃，从来没有吃过的，就给亚当吃啊。
When she tasted the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, she said, "Oh, it tastes so good." She gave it to Adam too.
吃的两个都死了。
And when they both took of it, they both died.
所以我们第一个问题就是说，夏娃吃善恶果，这个是不是爱自己？
So the first question we ask is, when Eve ate of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, does that mean she loves herself?
是不是？
Does she love herself?
吃了会死，这样是不是爱自己？
Do you think that to eat something that will give you death
那就不是爱自己啊。
is acting out of love yourself? No, that would not be loving yourself.
那如果这个不是爱自己，用这个爱去爱她的先生，她先生也死了。
And if she uses the same love that she does not love herself to love her husband, then she killed her husband.
所以这个爱人如己，就是先要爱自己。那爱自己不是我们想象中的爱自己，是站在神的观点，你这样做是不是爱自己？
Not killed him. I'm sorry. Is that he was subject to the love and that eventually brought his death. So if you use a love that is not from the love of loving yourself, the true love in Christ, then you use the same love on others, it will bring harm to others as well.
所以主耶稣说，你如果爱我，你就会遵守我的诫命。
And so when Lord Jesus defines love, he says, if you love me, you will keep my commands.
所以照神的诫命这样来生活，这个叫做爱自己。
And so if we define how do you love yourself, you define it by saying you do keep the commands of God to live your life.
我们今天的问题哦，不是啊，因为你照圣经的话来，所以你今天问题一大堆，不是这样的。
Our problem today is not because, oh, you live according to the commandments of the Bible. That's why you have faced so many problems in your life. This is not what we see.
我们今天的问题是因为你没有照圣经，所以今天你才有一大堆问题。
But in fact, we see that many people have problems in their family because they have turned away from God's commandments.
所以真的爱自己就是我们的生活要照圣经来。
And therefore,
我们的价值观要照圣经来。
If we really love ourselves, then our values and the way we conduct our lives must be in obedience in line with the commandments of God.
那如果我们真的爱自己，用这个爱来爱别人，我们所爱的人都会得益处。
So if we use the same type of love that is according to the truth of the Bible, then others who receive our love will be benefited.
那这个接下来问题怎么爱神又爱丈夫？这个丈夫会不会成为我跟神的第三者？应该不会吧。
So the question is, if I want to love God with all my heart, how can I love my husband too? Will my husband become like the third party in the relationship between me and God?
这个丈夫如果变成第三者，只有一个原因。
The only time that your husband will become the third party, there's only one reason.
就是我们把他提得比神还高。
It's when we have treated him in a position that is more honorable and higher than God.
那什么叫做把神提丈夫提得比神还高？
And what way do we elevate the status of our husband above God?
也就是我们为着讨先生喜悦，我们所做的决定其实跟圣经的教训不一样。
It is whenever we want to please our husband and end up disobeying the commandments of God, and that is when we violate the relationship of God.
比方说如果我们先生没有信主。
Just for example, if today our husband is a non-believer.
那先生说我已经上班五天很累了，你礼拜六能不能陪我呢？
And the husband says, I've already worked 5 days, I'm so tired. Can you keep me company on Saturdays?
好，我明天陪你去 shopping。
And so the wife says, of course, I'll go shopping with you, whatever you like.
那这个丈夫就是我们跟神之间的第三者。
In that case, then the husband will become the third party in your spiritual marriage with Christ.
但是如果我们都是照着圣经来，这个是 啊，夫妻是同走天国路的。
But if a husband and wife follows the commands of God and walking to heaven, it is a husband and wife taking the same path and journey to heaven together.
我们是一起承受生命之恩的，这个是很重要的。
The husband and wife will together inherit the spiritual blessing that is found in Christ.
所以这个夫妻一起都是有信仰，这是会帮助不会影响我们的跟神的关系。
And therefore God created spouses so that we can help one another in this journey of faith, and that is supposed to be a good thing.
所以任何孩子的房子的这些只要不要让他把它抬到比神还重要都是可以，都是神的恩典。
And therefore today we need to be careful not to elevate the status of our children, our house, our possessions above the importance of God.
比方说我们在时间上的安排。
For example, in the way that we arrange our time and priorities.
从礼拜五太阳下山就进入安息日。
For example, Friday evening, we have entered into Sabbath already.
我们看有的教会很好，礼拜五差不多全部都到。哇，那最好。
We see many churches that have very good faith. Friday evening, almost the entire church is in attendance on Friday nights for Sabbath.
那如果这样，这孩子根本就不会影响我们的信仰。
And this way, our children will not become the third party in our relationship with Christ.
那你为这孩子的前途，礼拜六安排他带他去游泳，带他去学什么什么十八般武艺。
Now, if you value your children more than God, then maybe Saturdays you arrange them to go to attend tutoring classes or so many different talent cram schools.
那这样就会影响我们跟神的关系。
Then you will affect your relationship with God.
好，那我们再来彼得前书三章十九节。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 19.Verse 19 and 20, 1 Peter 3, 19, 20. For by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water.
Okay, 19节哈，他借这个灵曾经传道给那监狱里的灵听。20节。就是在那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容耐等耐等候不信从的人，当时进入方舟借水得救只有八个人。这个不是说挪亚那个时代那些灵魂现在这些监牢里面，那神还在那个阴间里面传福音让他能得救，不是这样。
So these two verses is not referring to the time of Noah. Those people are already inHell or Hades, and that God is still going there. Jesus is still going there and preaching to them in Hades.
天主教相信有炼狱就是说你死以后下到阴间还有机会，你可以得救。
Now the Catholic Church does believe in the concept of purgatory, where after you have gone there, you can still have the chance to be released from purgatory into heaven.
但是我们对圣经的了解，死就盖棺论定，就机会就结束了。
Our understanding of the Bible says that as soon as we die.Our case is finished, and we are judged whether or not we go heaven or hell.
但是挪亚那个世代的人神的灵有感动挪亚去传那个得救的讯息进方舟给他们听了。
And during the generation of Noah, when he was building the ark, he also took on the work of preaching to these people during that time to preach them that they need to enter the ark to be saved.
那个灵后来道成肉身就变成主耶稣了。
And he preached by the Spirit of God, and that Spirit of God later became manifest in the flesh, which is Jesus Christ.
所以这个十九节二十节是这样。
So this is how we understand verse 19 and 20.
也是哈，那个约翰福音那个我再想一想，因为这个临时哪来的是有一点考试。
So the questions on John, I will need to think about.
Okay.
请问还有一个问题。
什么问题？
So, 如果看列王记上第十一章，所罗门王有没有最后得救，还是没有得救？列王记上十一章。十节十一节，So the question is 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 10 and 11. Based on these two verses, was Solomon saved or not saved? 第十一章，十一章，
第几节？
第十节，第十一节。1 Kings chapter 11 verse 10 to 11.
大家意见怎样？所罗门有没有得救？
有些人说所罗门没有得救，因为他的罪很扩大了，到神把这个他的王，就是剩下一两个给他的孩子。那有些人说没有，因为像他是预表耶稣在Songs 雅歌里面，然后他也有写那么多箴言，然后传道书最后他写说他那么多的空虚后，他还是说要敬畏神。So the question is, based on this passage, was Solomon saved or not? Because it says that when he became old, he turned away from God and he worshipped other idols. But then some people say he is saved because in the book of Ecclesiastes at the very end, he says to fear God. So it seems like he repented.
首先我们可以看到神是公义的。
We know that God is just.
所以所罗门做了一些错事都有一些后果。
So the work of Solomon brings retribution.
他最大的错误应该是跟娶外邦的女子为妻。
And his greatest mistake was to marry foreigners for wives.
所以以后引导他就变成去拜偶像了。
And he was led to worship these idols later on in his life.
所罗门有没有得救？我看交给神了神是审判的。
So whether or not he was saved, we're going to give it to...
我有点感想了
是。
像
give it to God.
人的得救这个问题应该不是我们讨论的。
对。
因为这个得救的问题是神的事情，每一个人知道在神的面前都会有审判的。但是就是说，今天我们是学习神的话，这个真理，它允许我们自己能够更认识神，这个才比较重要。我们能不能得救，这个比较重要。至于说哪一个人什么没有保留什么都好，正经里面都好，那得救的问题是他跟神的事情，我们不要去。浪费时间去接近这个，我是这样认为，因为有一个人刚才讲的断气的时候，那个一刹那，神要给这个人怎么样？那个是神跟他的问题，他心想什么，神他跟什么，所以这种东西就是说，能不能得救，这个我是不会去想这件事情，
okay.
我是想我自己能不能得救。
So, we should just focus on the question whether or not we can personally be saved.But we shouldn't need to judge others whether or not they were saved. 所以问题只是说要学习圣经教导的事情。所以假如说是像以西结书十八章二十四节，就是关于这个所罗门的事情。第十八章二十四节说：“一人若转离异行而行。”
对。
那个就是一个。观念就是说，如果一个人他是一生都是做好事，可是最后像这个十八章二十四节这样讲，是怎么样？这个理解？
对，他是说前面的义不能够遮盖后面的罪。
So here, according to this verse, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 24, if a man who's righteous turns away from righteousness and commits iniquity and does all he, according to all the abominations a wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered because of the unfaithfulness of which he is guilty and the sin which he has committed. Because of them, he shall die.
我们现在来谈我们现在的主耶稣说 我来不是要审判，我来是要拯救。
So Lord Jesus said, I come not to judge, but to save.
但那不信的人，末日我讲的道要审判他。
But for those who do not believe, my word shall judge them on the last day.
所以神的话就是我们得救的要道。
And therefore the word of God is our path or way of salvation.
所以我们要明白神的话，走在得救的要道。
So we need to focus on the words of God to understand the path of salvation.
但如果不信了，末日主耶稣要用得救的要道来审判他。
But if we do not believe, then the words that Jesus has spoken in the Bible shall judge us.
所以那审判在主耶稣了。
And therefore judgment is with Christ.
我们只是试着去了解这个神要给我们得救的要道，走，我们本身怎么做可以得救，这个最重要。
So it is only up to our responsibility is to figure out the way of salvation so that we can walk according to it and be saved in the end.
那一个人如果真的犯罪， 当然我们教会有讲致死的罪是什么。
And so if a person sins a mortal sin, and our church listed out what is mortal sins.
那即使一个人犯致死的罪， 我们要劝他悔改。
But the case is that even if a person has committed mortal sin, we should still warn them to repent.
那就交给神了。
And then we give it to God.
因为将来神要怎么审判， 那就是神的事情。
Because how God will judge will be up to God.
但是一个很重要的条件， 如果人犯了很严重的罪， 要回来教会一定要悔改。
There is an important requirement. If a person has committed a serious sin and he wants to return back to church, then this man must repent thoroughly.
这样才不会变成笑。
Then this man will not become a source of yeast.
那悔改的表现， 就是顺服教会的带领。
And what is the conduct of a person who is truly repentant is that he will submit to the church order.
因为悔改就是一种谦卑的表现嘛， 谦卑就是顺服。
Because repentance is a sign of humility.
所以最后审判在神。
So the last one to judge is God himself. So the question is it okay for TJC members to attend other churches with the purpose of thinking to bring them to Christ that way in Trudy's church?
我们当中有谁有做过的，你要分享一点你经验，跑到外教会去聚会，然后要带他们到我们教会来。
Has anyone here ever experienced that you have gone to another church to try to preach them and to bring them to church and has successfully done so?
这个是这样，如果为着传福音，你会马上发现的。 你到外教，你要一开始传，问题就出来了，他不会让你传的。
If you go to another church with the intention of preaching to other church members there, you will find immediately that they will not allow you to preach another gospel than what they are preaching there.
这是从理论上来推，再加上实际上有一些人这样做过，他不会让你传。
And if you just think of it logically, they're not going to allow you to do that. And also, we have some people who tried that and did not work out.
因为你一去讲我们的教义，对他来讲就是笑。
Because once you start preaching our truth to them in their church, to them, we are like the yeast in their church.
会让教会引起纷争。
It will cause disruptions and conflict in their church.
那第二个，如果我们常常去其他教会聚会久了，人都有感情的，一旦有感情，你会越陷越深。
Another thing is that if we start attending other churches, then we will have affection for the people we know, and eventually we will be unable to break away from that church in the future.
第三个，道跟灵常常合在一起。
Thirdly, we need to be aware that behind every gospel is a spirit.
我们也有姐妹以前曾经到一个教会去聚会，但是大家发现，她最近祷告不太一样。
So we had a sister who experienced this. She went to another church that is not Trudy's church. And after she attended their services for a while, when she's praying now, she prays differently from us.
咱用台湾话说靠调啊，哦，就是说，我说国语不知道是怎么讲了，就
怎么样讲，
哦，祷告都好像在哭这样了。
Oh, so why is her prayer now so strange than compared to before? Is that whenever she's praying now, it seems like she's constantly bitter or in tears.
好，那
weeping.
那后来他要叫那个教会的牧师替他做一件事情，那个牧师不帮他做，他又跑回来了，很气又跑回来。
And so when she was in the other church, she asked that minister, their reverend there, to do something for her, and the reverend refused. And then she came back to Trudy's church.
哎，他回来一段时间以后，大家发现，哎，他祷告的又跟我们大家一样。
And after she attended the Trudy's church for some time, she found that when she was praying, her spirit became normalized like the rest of the TJC members.
道跟灵是连在一起的。
And therefore, we need to recognize the gospel and the spirit is linked together.
所以如果他的道理不一样，最好不要去参加。
And therefore, if they're preaching a different gospel, we must not go there.
好，今天就到这里了。
This concludes our session today.
一起默祷。